social platforms like the Anarchazi, Group Talk with Sandy, the continued championing conversations that strengthen women's financial well-being, entrepreneurship, and long-term planning. As we celebrate this festive season, may you find time for rest, time for gratitude, and time for the people who matter the most to you. From all of us, Sasitande, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2026. Let's keep going.
Time now, 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? The lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Antonio Mwanza questions timing of DEC summon for Archbishop Banda. Zambian truck drivers call for global boycott of all DRC routes. In global news, dozens missing after boat carrying 200 migrants sinks off Gambia. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. It's 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party President Antonio Mwanza has questioned the timing and manner in which the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has summoned Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda, saying the move raises serious public concern. Speaking on Phoenix FM's Let the People Talk program, Mr. Mwanza notes that the issue involving the alleged vehicle gift had already been before the courts nearly 2 years ago, with other individuals prosecuted. He argues that the renewed action against the Archbishop appears poorly timed, especially given the strained relations between the Catholic Church and government. Mr. Mwanza stated that the long delay in summoning the Catholic leader has created a perception of political motivation, adding that law enforcement agencies must be mindful of context, history, and public trust when handling sensitive matters involving respected national figures.
It is such behavior that creates a connotation that Archbishop is politically being fought and not genuinely being fought. It is the conduct. This matter was dealt with, brought up 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. It's been in the court of law, and they waited all this long to bring it now. And then the manner, the tone, and all the issues that the Drug Enforcement Commission Director General, the manner in which he conducted himself, also creates a connotation. Is Archbishop Banda above the law? No, he's not. No one is above the law. And everybody must be treated equally and fairly. And I think that on that score, the Drug Enforcement Commission should just stick to those facts and not to make a public spectacle.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza says his party remains open to forming alliances ahead of the 2026 general elections and is already in discussions with existing groupings. He has, however, stressed that the party would only join an alliance with a clear and credible economic agenda, focusing on economic growth, job creation, and improved livelihoods for Zambians.
The issue of an alliance is a very important issue. First of all, we need to understand, why are we in politics? I think we're in politics to provide a service to the people. We're not in politics just to cook a can of spoon and make money for ourselves at the expense of the people. And this brings me back to what we have said as Democratic Progressive Party. We are open to issues of alliances, and we have been in discussion. Even as we're speaking today, we are discussing with different political parties. But we believe that that alliance must be based on a clear economic agenda. What is it that we are offering the Zambian people?
The United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has called for a global boycott of all corridors leading to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, due to persistent brutal attacks on foreign truck drivers. The call comes after four drivers went missing, with their trucks and merchandise seized in various locations within the DRC. Union President Givens Monga says the boycott aims to protect Zambian drivers because the Congolese government has failed to provide necessary security measures. Mr. Monga says if the drivers' safety cannot be assured, they will take prompt measures themselves. He has told Phoenix News that the union's call for a boycott highlights the need for reciprocal security measures from the DRC government, as the situation underscores the challenges faced by truck drivers operating in the region. Mr. Monga added that the global boycott will be implemented until a lasting solution is found to address the drivers' safety concerns.
As we speak now, there are about four drivers who are missing. Their trucks have been in different locations in the Congo. The major guy, that is the copper offloading, the whereabouts of the drivers are not known. So if Congo cannot provide security for you, I think for now, boycott is the best. Not enter into the Congo until such a solution to it is found. Yes, you see, the Zambian government is providing security for foreign drivers in this country. When they are passing through this country, there are no such attacks. So we expect to reciprocity. In the Congo, they have to do the same. But if they have failed, to provide that needed security, what do we do? It's to call for a global boycott of internet. Not just right, but boycotting to get into the Congo.
In more news, farmers in Solwezi have welcomed government's pledge to clear outstanding maize payments owed by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, by January 10, 2025. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Farmers Association Secretary Amos Mwenge says the delayed payments have left farmers financially stranded, particularly those from far-flung countries. Mr. Mwenge says with the planting season lost, some farmers are now in limbo, emphasizing that timely communication from authorities would have allowed farmers to seek alternative arrangements. He has advised farmers to diversify and build resilient crops to mitigate against payment delays, cautioning against letting the delays impact the entire farming cycle.
And many farmers, as I speak, are in a limbo because not everybody depends on CSIP to do farming. I'm one of the affected farmers. I've not been paid yet. And when somebody tells us that will be paid by the 10th of January. For those that have to grow maize under FISIP to supply to FRIA, it's good for them. For us that stand on our own and have little support from anybody, I think we have to band together and just see how we can produce crops that are going to make us financially sustainable.
But Solwezi-based farmer Milos Kasonza of Kajuba area tells Phoenix News that even if payments are made on January 10th, as assured by Finance Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, it will be too late. The Lusaka Provincial Administration has disclosed that the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has opened a loan funding application window for new and existing businesses in Lusaka Province. Lusaka Province Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda has told Phoenix Business News that the application period runs from today, January 2nd, to February 13th, 2026. Mr. Lukwanda says the initiative supports government's commitment to social and economic growth. He has explained that the funding, part of CEEC's Business Investment Fund, has no beneficiary limit and operates on a first-come, first-serve basis, with loan amounts ranging from 50,000 kwacha to 2.5 million kwacha. Mr. Lukwanda adds that eligible categories include presidential irrigation system support, manufacturing